Okay, welcome back to the fastest 2 hours in radio. We are hitting on a variety of subjects tonight, and we are changing things up a bit as we are going under the helmet with our favorite Husker, the one and only Jason Peter. And Jason, before commercial break, you promised all of us we were going to do a breakdown of spring practice, and it has been a while since we've really zeroed in our conversation on that. I understand they've had, 6 or 7 practices. How are things unfolding so far, and how are they looking this year?
It's hard to tell, you know, exactly where they stand. Everything that you hear coming out of camp from Bo Pelini, and he, you know, there has been a change in, I guess, the relationship, not the relationship, but I guess the protocol with the media. And he is the only one who is going to speak to the media, no assistant coaches, unless he obviously approves of it. So everything is coming from Bo, and you know, it's a lot of positive stuff. You know, I think everybody knows, I think, where the biggest areas of concern are, and you know, it all starts with the guy who's going to be that field general out there at the quarterback position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got two guys. You got both young guys, but Tommy Armstrong Jr., who was a guy who he started a handful of games last year, and Johnny Stanton, who redshirted last year, but was one of these, you know, very, very highly regarded high school kids. Did very, very well, I guess, at that like Elite 11 camp. Trent Dilfer couldn't stop ranting and raving about him. And, you know, everyone kind of had this quarterback controversy that, or this battle that was going to take place this spring. And, you know, it really has not, I guess, lived up to everything that people were hoping for. And I don't know what that means. You know, they're having some other guys get some reps there. You know, a wide receiver, Jamal Turner. You know, it's kind of mind-boggling a little bit, you know, but I think this is part of what you know, Bo, he wants. He's never going to give too much, you know, and even when people dig, I think this is the reason why he made that change in policy, where he's the only guy that will speak to the media. This way he can kind of control everything.
You know, you rattle off the names: Johnny Stanton, Zax Darlington, and then Jamal Turner. So it sounds like it's not locked up. I mean, it's not a sure thing that Tommy Armstrong Jr., he's the returning starter, that he will be the guy that will be anointed, that he will be the guy that will get the nod.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it looks. But, I mean, even with, you know, Jamal Turner, I just, and this is something that Nebraska seems to do a lot, when ever since Bo Pelini has taken over this job, and that's, they change positions. The guys are, you know, usually guys come in as a receiver or as a corner or as a D lineman or all, whatever the position may be, and maybe there's a change at the start of their career, but very, very rarely do guys change, you know, right before their senior year, or you know, unless there's a major injury maybe during the season and you need some added depth or something. But, you know, this whole Jamal Turner taking reps at quarterback, and it wasn't just a package sort of deal. You know, like everyone has their guy that comes in and runs the Wildcat, or you know, a few plays that are designed for, you know, the Percy Harvin type guy. And you know, I mentioned Percy Harvin because that's kind of the way that these coaches have talked about Jamal Turner since he's gotten here, you know, 3-4 years ago, and that he was going to be this X factor sort of guy. And it just, everybody's just kind of waiting, you know, not to say that they have not raved about this guy. He's dealt with some injuries over the years. But for a guy who, I mean, the way that they talked about him was, you know, the sky is the limit. And now, heading into his final year, you're going to take time away from him playing the position that you brought him here to play, playing the position that he's best at playing, to take reps at quarterback? it does not make sense at all. And if I'm a player, if I'm Jamal Turner, I'm like, heck no. Obviously you want to be a team guy and you want to do, I think, what's best for the team, but is you know, being this third string guy or taking reps, like I said, away from your position and ultimately you're giving those reps that normally you take at the receiver position, somebody else is getting it. Some young, hungry kid that wants your job is getting those reps now at wide receiver. And you know, Jamal Turner's not a guy who, he's not a returning All-American, he's not a returning, you know, all Big Ten guy. So he needs every rep that he can get at that wide receiver position. But so I don't know. It's just one of these things that continues to happen around here. And I think ultimately it takes away from a guy really becoming the best he can be at, you know, a certain, any given position.
Husker great Jason Peter joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And Jamal Turner, I mean, perhaps he could be an exciting option, Jason. Perhaps he could be a dynamic quarterback at the University of Nebraska. But I have to ask you this, Tim Beck, what the offensive coordinator, how complex is the Huskers offense? I mean, and for him to digest all of that and to take that in, and you have to wonder in terms of his teammates, the confidence level that they would even have.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Tim Beck's offense, I mean, one of the biggest criticisms of it is that it gets too kind of loosey-goosey and too fancy and you know, it doesn't just stick to the bones of things. You know, they'll jam the ball down a team's throat for two series, just running the ball up the middle, and then, you know, they'll come back the next three series and throw first down, second down, third down, you know, three and out. They'll come back out again, you know, throw on first down, throw on second, throw on third. And it just breaks any sort of rhythm that they have. And it's, you know, sometimes I think, and I know a lot of other people, at least, you know, the guys that I talk to, is that there, you know, there's certainly these egos that a lot of these coaches have, and I think when that final whistle blows and that final second has ticked off that clock, mm-hmm. I think a lot of these guys, they want to walk off the field with a victory, but also with people saying, my goodness, that offensive coordinator, what a mind he has. Do you know where it ultimately, it's becoming about them and the system and how creative they can be. And lots of times I think you just got to go with what works. And if that's running trap or running counter, you know, most of the game, then that's what you should do. You know, it just, I think you're asking a lot of kids, just in terms of knowing, you know, the complexity of an offense like that. But you're asking kids that, you know, they have another full-time job that they're trying to make work, and that's going to school. You know, you're not dealing just with pro players here, where all they can do is live, breathe, you know, football, everything. These guys, they have lives. You know, they have families and everything else. I mean, I remember how difficult it was, and they're asking a lot of them. So I think, again, another year with Tim Beck, we've heard about how it's going to kind of get, you know, dumbed down, but it remains to be seen.
Jason Peter with us about another minute at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Husker football, we're breaking it all down. The red-white spring game coming up April 12th. I have to ask you, just quickly, tell us about junior center, Ryan Reeves. He went down with what, pain in his neck. What happened? Can you give us any updates? How's he doing?
Yeah, I mean, all we've kind of heard is that he was carted off the field. Nothing's been released as of yet, but just kind of Bo said it was more of a precautionary thing, and anytime that there's an injury with the neck, it's kind of protocol for what they do.
Well, we will look forward to continuing to track the Huskers and get another update next week. Jason Peter, always a pleasure to have you with us on Friday nights at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Send our best to the family, and we'll talk to you real soon. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks for having me.
Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember, join us online at Twitter @EU Radio Sports, and we will be right back with much, much more.